This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Oh, guys, I literally... This is my cute little bonus episode check-in. Like, this is not your daily, like, distract me, please. This is truly, hey, I promise myself that I will do Podmas, and I'm going to do Podmas. And let me tell you, not every day can you give 110%. Like, I had a professor who literally got mad at us, and it was because some kid was just like, hey, can I get, will my grade increase if I just fix my grammar, fix my title, and, like, turn in my essay? And the professor was like, no, I need you to give your 110% at all times. Da-da-da-da. And right now I am in a moment where I'm just listening to my body and not giving 110%, not going it. First of all, why are you giving 110%? Why are you giving more of yourself? Hey, you're going straight to burnout, one. So always give 100%. Don't give 110%. But also, don't always give 100%. So, like, always give 100%, but don't always give 100%. Because, listen, some days you can only give 10. And, babes, today, I'm only giving 10. Because, first of all, yesterday, y'all, I filmed a Get Ready With Me podcast episode, okay? 1 hour of filming. I stopped recording. And, typically, I do sound checks before I record. This time I did it all me, right? Because I'm human. I mean, every time I've done the sound check, it sounded perfectly fine. So this time I did not sound check. Guys, as tell me why I go back to play the first part of the video, because I thought the like intro was so funny that I wanted to watch it again, because it was me singing Baby It's Cold by Outside by Mac Miller and Ariana Grande. Or, what's Mac Miller's alter ego name? Oh my god. Dang it, I can't remember it right now. So technically it's them, like it's his alter ego and Ariana Grande. But after they broke up, they removed their version from YouTube. Because at first it was on Ariana Grande's channel. So it was something that they like put together as a couple that was really sweet. And then they broke up and that came right down. But hey, hey. The Arianators are quicker. So, it's still on YouTube. Go listen to it. I love their version. They're, like, the way their voices blend is better than the original to me. Like, it is the best version of that song. And I have to say that is one of the best Christmas songs out there. First being the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Oh, my God. What is it called? Their most famous Christmas song, you know. You know, like, oh, my God. But it's like a rock theme. They knew what they were doing. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra put the whole badussy into that song. I'm so sorry about the audio. I am so sorry if the audio is literally crap, love, because I'm recording on my phone. And do I have a mic in? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I do not. Do I have microphones? Yes. But like I said, I'm only given 10% today. And that is because, hey, go back to listen to the audio, because I thought it was so funny, right? I'm like, oh, I want to hear myself singing along. Like, I thought I was being hilarious. I was like, oh, I'm a clown. She's so funny. Y'all, why is the entire audio messed up? Hey, I was going through it. I was like, maybe the beginning just messed up because I'm like singing and my voice was so horrible that, like, you know, the audio was just trying to save my audience. Yeah, nothing's usable. Absolutely not even 1 second is usable. Because literally the audio has like a poppy noise. I think one of my wire that I was using might have short circuited or something. Because it's happened to this wire before and I had to buy a new one. So I might have to get a new wire. But y'all, the entire thing, it's like, it can't stay, babe, it cold side. Like, I literally felt like I was going to have a stroke while listening back. And I was so pissed. I was so mad because all of Podmas, all my episodes have been going up late because all of my audio has been ruined. Like 1,000, like not my audio, but like my videos. So now, you know, I'm doing video edits. I don't know if y'all have seen, I don't know if y'all noticed. I don't know if you're new here. If you're new here, hey, welcome back to the Strike Me Peace podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Silva. Girl, you better memorize that because that's my intro. I don't know how it became the intro. I really was like straight to the point. Like there was nothing creative about that intro. I just, one of the things that I enjoy is when creators have an intro that they constantly say, or if they have an outro that they constantly say, because I love being a part of the video, I guess, or like I enjoy interacting with the video or podcast in that way, because then I get to do it right along with them, because I know it, I memorize it, I've heard it like for the past 100 videos, the past 100 podcast episodes, like, you know, I know it. So it just kind of stuck, and I wasn't that creative with it, you know. Just welcome back to the Strike Me Please podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Silva, and today I am here with, and then, you know, it's typically myself, sometimes a guest, you know, you never know, girl. But yeah, so I've been doing videos, and I'm still new to videos, but I love the editing software that I now use. I use, what is it, like, Wonder Filmora. You'll see the watermark on my TikToks and like the first two video episodes I did, which is the first two Podmas episodes. Just look at the watermark, because I hadn't paid for it yet, because I was like, I'm not paying for it. I'm going to test it out before I even pay for it, which I'm happy I did, because listen, I was able to get the student discount for $50 to completely like own the software, one-time payment for $50. But at the end of the day, $50 for a computer program. Like $50 just to edit some videos. Ugh. Got me so effed up, but I spent it. I spent it, girl. I spent it. She spent it. But yeah, it was something to say the least. But it's all been messing up. Every time I try to upload a video, it's saying like file error, can't upload, can't do this, can't do that. Then my audio went wrong. So when that happened upon Miss Day 8, guys, I kid you not, I unplugged my mic from the computer, and I just closed my computer and told my boyfriend, hey let's go to game night, because we were going to go to game night with my friends, which is why I was doing a get ready with me, y'all. I was showing all my makeup, I was showing y'all the way I put on my makeup, what I use, how like I still use drugstore stuff, because you know, sometimes, oh my god, sometimes I feel like, I understand it's not necessarily being out of touch, because don't get me wrong, I understand there are people in that tax bracket, and listen, I'm just a college student who doesn't have a full-time job. Like, all I can do is Uber, and right now I'm still going to be pissy about my car, man. I'm still pissy. Like, once I get my car, I'll be happy, you know. I'm not too, but now it's really starting to bother me, which we'll talk about that. But you know, like, all I do is Uber to earn money and podcasts, you know. So I don't have money coming in. I'm always like waiting on my mom to be able to hand me some money. And so when influencers are saying, go buy this product, this is my favorite product, and it's $50, I am like, woo, put it down. Because buying something for $50 for me is literally like, I have to plan out for that. You know, I really have to set money aside for it. So, you know, a lot of my big purchases, I have to plan for. And so I do appreciate when there's the influencers who use something and it's not that expensive, like it's truly under $10, because that is so realistic to me, and I'm just like, oh wait, I could happily do that. Now don't get me wrong, in one shopping trip will I get 5 products that are all $10 each, and it'll still be that same 50 that I would have planned for, versus like buying one product for $50. Like, yes, but having 5 products after spending $50 versus one product after spending $50, like one I'm saving for, one I'm splurging on, you know? And so at first, like, because that's all I've seen from influencers, you know, everything that they're always, the people who sponsor them, which I know, girl, I hear how hypocritical I am. You'll do 2 for a check, but that's all as far as I'm going to go, because love y'all. I love you. I love you to everyone who has taken a chance on me. I love you to everyone who has ever sponsored my podcast. But man, sometimes when you like see what influencers, like who is sponsoring them, and you go and check out their products, those things got a price tag on them, girl. They got a price tag. Okay, and I know Jessie J said it ain't about the money, 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 but it is. But it is, because why are you selling a $129 product? Thank you so much for your 10% discount, but like $12 off of a Everybody go blame Ben, because I was in the middle of recording and he rudely called. He rudely called. Also, moving forward, take like someone needs to have a Ben counter for how many times I say his name through Podmas. I don't know what has been happening. I have been saying his name every damn podcast episode. Just Ben this, Ben that, Ben be here, Ben be there, Ben be everywhere. Make it a drinking game at this point. Listen to all my Podmas episodes and take a shot every time you hear me say Ben's name. Sorry, you're about to black out. Hey Ben, how you doing? I know he's so sick and tired of hearing me say his name. Anyways, bye Ben. Now to anyone who was playing it as a drinking game, I'm happy you blacked out. Hey, and just for good luck, Ben, hey, take another shot. But I was saying, like, girl, $12 off a $129 product. Like, no thanks. So, I'm bored about the topic that I was talking about, because where I was going with was, like, at first, because influencers always do so many luxury things, so many luxury items, like, coming in as a smaller influencer, first of all, you know, I'm gonna count myself as an influencer. I'm an influencer. Okay, denial is a river in Egypt. Do you have to be on Delulu Lake, Delulu Island? Delulu Island is right in the middle of Denial River. Mm-hmm. So, like, I live on Delulu Island, and that's where you have to live for dreams to come true. And so, like, it always felt kind of intimidating as an influencer who's coming up, because all the people who I love and adore, you know, they're showing off the rich, rich stuff. You know, they're showing it like I'm really about to get up out of bed to go buy a Birkin bag. Like, no, baby. No, baby. I don't have Birkin bag money. But then I remind myself, like, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy watching content from people who I can actually get up and go buy those things. I enjoy actually being influenced by influencers. Like, it feels so dystopian now to watch a video. And I know I always use them as examples, but like, it's because I thoroughly love and enjoy them, and I'll never stop watching their videos. But like, watching Adeline Morin, Miss Remy Ashton, Alicia Marie, even now Caitlin Ray, who she's not to the same extent, but kind of. The videos that they're doing, you know, they're like blowing 5K in one night on a shopping trip. Or for Caitlin Ray, it's from literally going from city to city. She's spending 5K on like flights and hotels, and then she's getting it for free with one brand and then doing it for another brand deal. And they get to live like Larry, babes, living like Larry. And sometimes I'm just like, damn. Because it's not necessarily that life is completely out of reach, but it's like, you know, we got to do some planning to get there. I prefer an influencer who I can get up and go do it right now. And so I think I have to, like, once I've sat in that truth and was like, oh my gosh, yes, show off all my e.l.f. products, show off all my $2 beauty supply store makeup products, like, show that off. Because if I was watching an influencer do that, I would literally smile from ear to ear, run out the door and go buy the product, you know, like. And so I was showing you all my favorite products, which I also just bought. There's this new makeup brand that I just saw on Walmart, and their brown lip gloss, oh, I have to find it. It's in my purse. I don't want to get up, because again, we're giving 10% today, so I'm not even gonna get up and go find it. I'm not getting up to go find it, but it was literally $2 in a small bottle, but it's such a nice pigmented brown lip gloss. You know, typically like colored lip glosses, they're still very see-through and clear. They're just like a tint of that color. Like, no, this is a full-on, like, has the pigment of lipstick, but the texture of lip gloss, like an actual lip gloss. And I literally, it was only like $1.96, and I was like, oh my god, like I just got it because it was so cheap. And I was like, you know, why not, let's try it. And the thing was so small, it was falling through the basket, first of all. But I tried it in the car and was like, oh my gosh, like this is actually a good pigment, a good style, and love. So if anyone's curious, a new brand just dropped in Walmart for the cheap cheap, because they're a new drugstore makeup brand. I don't know if they just got to retail or if they're truly brand new and someone, you know, had money to spend and created a makeup business and just like got into retail right away. I have no idea. Also, side note, just found out that Chamberlain Coffee is in the negatives business wise, like negative profit margins. And I was just like, oh, wow. And it really made me realize, like, a lot of influencers, that probably is how their business is going, because, you know, most of their money is still coming off of them, you know, doing social media sponsorships, all that. And then they go create these big brand names. And to me, you know, it's a success. It's in retail, it's on the shelves, you know, it's going big. And to me, that's so successful. But in reality, they start talking about how they're losing money because they're throwing all this money and more to get them on the shelves, to get them in retail, to get the marketing, to feel like they're everywhere. But financially, they ain't doing nothing. And that just really threw me, because Chamberlain Coffee seems so successful. What do you mean y'all are in the negatives, Emma? But I also can't judge, because that's how most businesses are, which is why it keeps throwing me every time, like, this big name brands are suddenly going bankrupt, like JCPenney going bankrupt and closing down. I never thought I would see the day. Never thought. Apparently, we're also going to have a freeze tonight, and I have my windows open because I love the cool little chill breeze, because when it's cold outside, I get to open the windows and light a candle in my room. Because is it just me, or lighting a, and of course it's my mulled cider from Walmart. Mulled cider, love that scent. And actually, I'm about to burn completely through this one, so I'm probably gonna go get more sometime this week. Who knows, I have to wait for someone to drive me in their car to go to the store. I almost said in my car. Girl, I wish it was my car. Oh my gosh, I literally had to tweet about the way my boyfriend was driving today. Tell me why this boy pulls out nail clippers and starts to clip his nails while he's driving. Y'all, I literally went, I can't wait to have my car back. And he was just like, ugh. Like, we just, like, we don't get into actual arguments, but, like, he's very aware I do not like his driving, and I'm just there throwing a fit about it. And then he's just like, but you're safe, aren't you? You know, you're alive, aren't you? You're perfectly fine. You're perfectly safe. And he's not wrong, okay? I can admit that. I'll admit that on the podcast to the world. He's not wrong. Hold on. I'm not editing out that sneeze. Nope, that takes too much effort. We're only putting in 10% today. He's not wrong. We make it everywhere safely. Thank you so much, babe, for driving me everywhere. I do appreciate it. You've been so helpful for literally been over a month without a car. And you have taken me everywhere I need to go. And I've gotten to be passenger princess. And we have always made it safe and sound. But man, sometimes do I want to snatch that steering wheel out his hand. Man, do I want to just be like, I will walk. Get me out this car. Hey, let me out at the next red light if you can even make it there. Like, literally, I'm just like, give me the steering wheel. Give it to me. Put some pedals beneath my feet. I can't do this no more. Fix it, Jesus. Like, what? Like, why are you about to make me open up a mega church with the way my religion about to be in this car? Like, are you kidding me? Why are we driving like this? But I love him, though. I love him. I do think it's one of our little... I think it's funny because I'm sitting there just, like, dissing his driving, and he's so annoyed with me, which I think it's cute because, like, I annoy him, but it's not to the point where we're having, like, full-blown arguments. I'll just be sitting there like, wow, that stop sign looks nice, huh? Oh, I love you, baby.
Anyways, I think that's going to end this little bonus podcast episode. Oh, girl. That was funny. I had to a little key, because, man, Podmas has just been going completely wrong. Nothing wants to upload. My body is bodying. It is that time of the month. Like, just started today, so my energy has not been here. I have to go do an 8-page single-spaced paper. And then I have a final, and then I'm done with school for winter break. Hey, still not completely registered for all my classes for the following semester. Oh, still don't know what's happening financially with my classes right now, because y'all, it's been taking one day at a time, and I'm giving myself a break when I can, which is why I'm like, you just gotta, some days you can only put in 10%. So hey, do yourself a favor. Don't put your all today. Do not give it your all. Do not get up and think, ooh, I'm about to be that girl today. No, sit back down. Sit back down. We both know that you are burnt out and tired. Give your bare minimum. Give your absolute barest of minimums today. And that's my little speech for you. As always, my socials will forever and always be in the show notes, so y'all can follow me everywhere. I've been saying throughout all of Podmas, my Twitter is private. My Twitter is where I'm most active on social media, but if y'all want to make me unprivate my Twitter, get one of my Podmas episodes to 100,000 downloads, and I will literally make my Twitter public again. I just need an incentive, okay? Because your girl is going back into the professional world. Hey, I don't need people finding my Twitter. That's where I'd be wilding out. Everywhere else, you know, I'm cute, a little safe and sound, a little professional girl. Not on Twitter, y'all. Not on Twitter. So I need an incentive to get me to unprivate my Twitter. But also, if you just like tweet at me and you're like, hey, fan of the podcast, I want to follow you, I'll accept you. I'll simply accept you. What am I going to do? Tell you no? Like, why would I do that? Anyways, I'm going to take a nap now. Actually, I think I'm going to walk on the treadmill for like 20 minutes just to get my body moving. And then I'm probably going to come back and bake cookies, because I've already put my butter and eggs and everything to the side so I can bake some sugar cookies, because I need some sugar in my body. I just want sugar. Ugh, sugar cravings to the max. Actually, scratch everything. I might take a nap. Okay, bye, guys.